Hey, this is JP Nurbin, and you're listening to Culture Builders number 100, How to Handle Bad Feedback, part 2. It is unbelievable to be at the 100th episode, and so before we get going, I just want to thank all my listeners, especially the ones who not only consistently listen, but consistently share the podcast. What started as this random thought one day has grown into something that I love doing, I love creating. And the growth, especially in the last month in the Culture Builders podcast, has been huge. Listeners have doubled in the last month, which is just incredibly humbling because I feel like this podcast is something unique. It is something special, these short, quick-hitting ideas. And it is good to see others think and feel the same way. So thank you for listening, and thanks for all your positive feedback. Now, last episode, I discussed how to handle bad feedback that was untrue. It's inaccurate or off base. And in this episode, I want to discuss the other type of bad feedback, the type where it is communicated poorly, but it's got some truth to it. So my question for you is this. As a coach, do you ever give feedback poorly? Do you ever give bad feedback? Do you ever become, impatient or frustrated or just insensitive to how it might be received? I think we all have plenty of personal examples. Where we could share moments when we have been less than our best in giving feedback. And it's definitely an area where we are, or at least should be consistently working to improve at. But typically coaches, myself included in this, we give ourselves a pass in this area. We allow ourselves to get away with dumping harsh criticism on a player, whether it's yelling as we grow impatient with their mistakes or harshly criticizing a player's attitude or effort. We let ourselves get away with this harsh criticism because we say we care about the player and we're just trying to help them get better. And so we feel justified, or we get this pass in the manner of our feedback when we do it poorly. But when a player, parent, or assistant coach, or an administrator gives us feedback in a way that we find hurtful or disrespectful, we rarely focus on the intent. Their intent to help us become a better coach and the team to become more successful. Instead, we become defensive and dwell on the manner of the feedback. Our response is something like, how dare they speak to me that way? Or who do they think they are? And I've said things like this far too many times myself, whether it be when a player has openly criticized a play call of mine and an administrator harshly criticizing my composure and approach towards the players, or parent attacking my rotations or my strategy or whatever they think cost us the game that night. Now, instead of becoming defensive or focusing on the manner of feedback, the way it was delivered, often I think our first response, our best response should be to embrace the feedback, embrace the messenger by listening and thanking the person for that feedback, for that transparency. And after we've embraced the feedback, oftentimes then it's important and often essential to let them know while we appreciate the feedback, we didn't appreciate the manner in which it was delivered, especially when it comes to our players, right? So we can use this as a teachable moment by letting them know we understand giving feedback is difficult. We struggle with ourselves to give feedback in a beneficial way. And so then we can ask them how they might have delivered that feedback in a more respectful way and walk them through some different ways you'd like them to give you feedback in the future. So kind of walk through what that should look like. Recently I heard Mark Bennett from PDS Coaching talk about this very idea to players, right? He said, in the heat of a game or practice, when teammates are going at it, you need to be able to hold each other accountable. And people, your teammates, aren't going to always do this in the most beneficial manner. But you've got to overlook that. And you just need to focus on the intent. And the intent in our case, when we get feedback, is usually to help us become a better coach, to improve the team. Or in the case of many parents, the intent is to help their child. So focus on the intent, embrace the messenger, even when it hurts. Now that's it for today. Please share this episode. Also, send me a message on Twitter at JPNERBUN or email me at JPNERBUN@ThriveOnChallenge.com. I'd love for your feedback, even if it isn't communicated to me in the best way possible. I'd love your feedback, positive, negative. Just let me know how I can do a better job of this moving into the next 200 episodes. Have a good one.